This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
On the line now, our Oakwood Hard Julius Talk and Text line is Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. They put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Always, Mike. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, bud. I was telling this to Cullen. Contrasting styles much more out east than the west, where, man, you couldn't build a team differently than what the Knicks are and what the Pacers are. But yet, I think in this series with Minnesota, OKC, there are more similarities between the two teams, and certainly the Timberwolves with the superstar that they have in Anthony Edwards. Julius Randle has been terrific during the playoff series. But Oklahoma City, man, they showed some grit because they took some punches going up against the Nuggets and were able to come out of that. Your thoughts and feelings on how this series plays out. Nick, I'll be honest with you. I think this goes 6 to 7 games between these two teams.
Mike, I agree with you. I would still take OKC just because I think they're the deepest team. I think they play unbelievable defense when they want to. SGA is the MVP. He's been awesome. But to exactly your point about that Denver series, they have gained confidence now knowing, hey, we can do this. And when you have a young team, especially in that kind of spot, that's what it takes. And when you do it, and then you have the momentum that comes with it, it's kind of like, oh, okay. And they've been great all year, but it's a whole different ballgame, as we know, in the postseason. So I think that is a huge step for them. I know that Minnesota has Ant, and everybody's focused on what he can do and if he can take that next step to superstardom. For me, I just think the Thunder are a little bit better, and I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can raise the level of not only his game but everybody else around him.
For the Timberwolves to upset them in the series, what would they have to do?
I think that it will be on Randall and Gobert to just hammer everything down low for the Thunder. But, Mike, if we're trying to figure out how the Timberwolves win this series, in the playoffs, in the biggest of games, it comes down to the stars.
Yep.
And we've seen Ant Edwards do this already. I mean, to get by the Lakers and then I know the Warriors didn't have Steph, but they still had Jimmy Butler and Draymond and a team that has won before. You have to have your stars lead the way. Edwards is that good. His time is coming. I don't know if his time is here yet, but he has that ability. So if you're looking for the pathway to Minnesota doing it, it's Ant Edwards who's carrying them every night.
Out East, Knicks, Pacers, and I told this to Charlie all the time. He wasn't even born yet when this series was really something. Man, 80s, 90s, man, they squared off against each other, and it was like a heavyweight fight to watch them go after one another. And that was so much sort of in the vortex of the tornado, kind of going after one another, a lot of trash talking happening, the coaches differing. And I couldn't find two different coaches that are more different than Carlisle and Thibodeau. I mean, for what they want to do. I mean, come on. Thibodeau, he's looking for a shot, man. He's trying to take the air out the ball. They try to play good defense. And Indiana, their deal is, man, let's haul tail down court, take the three-point shot, try to get maybe a free layup, that sort of thing. And how that plays out, but, man, there's so much history behind this. But you can't be a 25, 28-year-old to remember it because you'd be way too young.
Mike, the fact that those two guys are in that series and the contrast of styles is a really, really good point, because you watch the Pacers and you think that, they just play like their hair's on fire and they're going up and down and Halliburton is coming into his own and he's got all these guys that believe in him. But then you watch Carlisle, and this goes back to the Dallas days. Yeah. I mean, even before that, he was always so calm on the sidelines most of the time. And you watch him, and you're like, well, what's he thinking? Meanwhile, you cut to the Knicks, and they just want to cut you up all over the floor and like you said, knock the air out of the ball and nail down the game. And Tibbs would love to play in the 80s, but then you watch him and he's going nuts. The guy never sits down. That hand is shaking all the time because there's so much stress involved for him. I am fascinated by this series because I think that both of these teams match up against each other well, and the styles are the styles.
Yeah.
The difference to me, though, is when you watch the Knicks, they have Jalen Brunson, and they know that at the end of those games, he's going to be there and he's going to make the shot. It's not to say that Halliburton can't, because we certainly saw that in the Cleveland series, and he really looks like a player who's about to take that next step. To me, with the way that the Knicks can defend at times and the fact that they can give the ball to Brunson late in these games, that's where I would give them a little bit of an edge. But, Mike, I would really be surprised if that thing doesn't go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
7 games.
Yeah, I agree with you. Insider calls with Nick Friedell are brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. They put safety first and everything else second. You talked about this is a series of stars, but give me a guy for OKC and also the Knicks. And this is where I think you're going with this, picking this series, and I'm with you on that. That you think could make that big step, not the superstar, not the Brunson, you know, that sort of thing, but a guy that maybe this is his moment in time.
Well, let's start with the Knicks, because, Mike, when you see them play, and I certainly watch all those Tibbs teams in Chicago with Dang and all
you
those.
You covered those teams, correct?
I did, and I was there that whole run with Tibbs, and he loves guys that can do everything on the floor, but who can also fly under the radar and make big plays late. The guy, to me, who 100% would have fit on those Bulls teams, but certainly fits in these Knicks groups and is a huge guy in this series, it's Josh Hart.
Okay,
he has to be that difference maker for Tibbs at times when they need somebody else. And I'm not just talking about offensively. Defensively, he can make different plays, and he can cover different positions. There's going to be a ton of focus on Karl Anthony Towns. That's the guy that I still can't believe that Tibbs actually signed off on in that trade with Minnesota, but it is a trade that worked for both teams. He's got to hit shots, but to me, night to night, the guy who can change the tenor of the game is Josh Hart. If we're looking at that OKC-Minnesota matchup, but we're focused specifically on the Thunder, Lu Dort defensively is unbelievable, and Lu Dort can be another kind of difference maker where he can hit shots from the outside and he can be that defensive presence that Mark Daigneault needs for that group to get past Minnesota. If he can slow down and that Minnesota offense and hit those shots to go with SGA, well, then Mike, the Thunder are going to the finals.
Naj Reid is, you know, somebody people here remember LSU days and how he got into the league. Your thoughts on his progression in the NBA?
He has been really, really good, and he's taken that next step seemingly every year. I mean, Mike, I still have a lot of family out in Minnesota, and I can tell you on top of his play on the floor, he is just beloved. He is absolutely beloved. I'm sure you guys have seen those stories where everybody was getting Naz Reid tattoos last year. And when he steps into the game, he's one of those players that you don't identify immediately as a star, but he has the potential to change the atmosphere within that game in that moment. And that is a credit to the work he is clearly putting in behind the scenes, because he knows that he has the talent. And the talent has caught up to where his game continues to grow into now. So I think he's been really good, but I think he's still got a few more steps to go. And it's been pretty cool to watch that evolution over the last couple seasons.
Nick, we haven't talked to you since the lottery, but your thoughts on the Pelicans with the 7th overall pick in the draft, certainly not where they want to be, but they do have a lot of future picks that the Bucks would like to get back, so to speak. So they may be involved in a three-way deal one way or another. But if they would keep that pick 7, because a lot of people feel as though they'll try to deal that. There'll be some kind of deal involved with the 7th overall pick in the draft. If they pick at 7, it would certainly look as though they would be heavily leaned toward a big man. Who do you think, maybe a couple people there, that they would have their eye on if they decide to keep that pick?
Mike, the hardest part watching that unfold for New Orleans was I sat there and I went, Zion's at the podium? Like, of all the people that could have been there, because NBA teams don't make mistakes as far as who's representing them in the moment. There's a reason why they choose whomever they choose. The fact that Zion was that guy leads me to believe that they're still going to try to build around him.
I agree.
And you and I have had this conversation now going on 2 or 3 years. The first thing I thought of was, oh, boy, I guess they're not going to make some kind of major move that includes him. But to your point about who could be there in the draft, I think that's the hardest part now, especially with this draft. After you get past Cooper Flagg and after you get past Harper, people will talk about Ace Bailey, okay. But I don't see, whether it was a big man or somebody else, that you look at and you go, yep, okay, I'm guaranteed that everything's going to be all right if I am the Pelicans or another team that's kind of outside that top three or five. I'm not sure who the right guy is. I'm not sure the rest of the league knows who the right guy is. But what I do know is if you're not in one or two of those top slots, you are in trouble because those difference makers that you're looking for aren't readily available in those other windows, at least right away.
Nick, the real winner, and I know Houston with the gaining the number one pick and having Cooper Flagg kind of fall into their lap. But the real winner here is San Antonio. Now, you got 2-14. You've got back-to-back rookies of the year on that team already. Do you think that, and seemingly this is revolving around just a couple different teams, that they would be involved with something to try to acquire Giannis at this stage?
If you have all those assets, I don't see how you can't, Mike. I don't see how you're not making those calls, because San Antonio has everything that it would seem that they would need, including Wemby and the pieces around him. If you pair up Wemby and Giannis, there's not a team in the league that wants to go to San Antonio because of the length and the talent that they'd have. So they are a huge winner. I'm not sure if they want Harper, another young piece, or they're going to continue to try to make the deal, whether it's Giannis or somebody else. But those calls have got to be going crazy right now. And San Antonio, everybody focused on Dallas. Mike, I think it's a point very well taken, because San Antonio at 2 completely lucked out on top of the foundation that they've already built. So everything appears to be going their way right now in the moment.
Do you feel like me, there's no way Giannis returns to Milwaukee?
I'd be really surprised. He has always talked about wanting to stay in one place. But, Mike, in the next breath, he talks about winning. If you want to win a title, Milwaukee is not the place for you. He cannot win anymore in Milwaukee. It's just not going to happen.
The crazy thing is we had Mike Babcock on with us last week, and Mike's dad is an executive with the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I didn't know that going in. So I asked him about the Giannis deal, and he was like, well, my dad, he's an executive with the Bucks. So all I got to say is, man, I wish Giannis the best of luck. Man, he didn't have to tell me anything. I think he's telling me without telling me, Giannis is not coming back. But we didn't know that going in. All of us sort of looked at one another like, whoa, we didn't realize his dad was on the executive team with the Bucks. But just his reaction to it told me all I needed to know. Because, well, man, listen, Giannis has been great, and we wish him the best of luck in the future. Man, all you didn't tell me was he's not going to be here next year in Milwaukee. But that's a team really devoid of a lot of the draft choices, and most of them the Pelicans have.
Well, Mike, that, and you never, ever like to see anybody get injured, but immediately, as soon as Lillard went down,
yep,
you went, uh-oh, if you're a Milwaukee fan, and the Pelicans fans must have sat there and been like, oh, well, okay. You know, you never like to see anybody have that type of injury. But when you start to see how the dominoes fall, and when a major injury occurs, especially in the NBA, it changes the futures usually of several teams at once, not just one. The Celtics are another perfect example, because they went from a team that, to me, was winning the title this year to not only are they not winning the title, But the East completely changed in the blink of an eye when Tatum got hurt, because the Celtics aren't going to be up front next year. Maybe the Knicks are. Maybe it's somebody else. But Boston's reign and the window that we've been talking about for a while, I'm not going to say it's completely over, but it is significantly cut short from where it was supposed to be. So if you're a Bucks fan right now, you've got to feel like your best days are over with. I don't see any way they get back to where they were, because they went all in on that Dame move, and it just didn't work for them.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you kind of roll it, and it come up snake eyes on you. Nick, thanks so much for joining us, but always great insights, man. Love to have you on. Again, you one of our top guests, brother, so I got to tell you that.
Always, Mike. I enjoy being with you guys a lot, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.